You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to ICS Church. My name is Chad. I'm one of the pastors here. It's always, always a joy for us to have you with us on this stream. If it's your first time here, would you please say hello to us? Tell us where you are watching from. Just type it in the chat box. We would love to know where you are watching from today. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to go straight into the message right now. The title for the message today is Something New, Something New. You know, for the past couple of months has really been an interesting ride for all of us around the world, but for those of us here in Metro Manila, particularly being in quarantine for the last 4 months. Now, some look at this as an adventure, something exciting. For others, it's kind of been very difficult being restricted in our movements. But some good things have come out of it. Some of you guys have launched new businesses. Is there anything new that you learned the past 4 months? Come on, chat it. Write it down in the chat box below. Did you learn a new skill? Did you enroll in a new program? Did you start a new business? Hey, if you have a new business, put the link down. We'd love to check it out and give some support to you today. But these seasons have been an opportunity for many of us to actually experience new things in quarantine or in the season of pandemic. And now everything else that's happening around us seems still a bit grim, especially here in the Philippines as infections are continuing to rise. Yet despite these things, we're grateful because the God that we serve is a faithful God. He's a God that continues to take care not just of his children, but those who put their faith and trust in him as well. And so today we want to continue in the series that we're in right now called Crossing Over. We know that there is a destination that God has for us. I mean, we're definitely looking forward to the time when there would be much freedom to move around and we won't have any fear of any virus or disease latching onto us when we go out in public places. But until then, hey, let's be aware. Let's continue to practice good safety measures, putting your mask on, washing your hands, whatever is essential that needs to be done to prevent the spread of the virus. Here's a truth that I'd like for us to look into today. Our time in the wilderness allows us to experience God in new ways. Our time in the wilderness allows us to experience God in new ways. Now, we're looking at the story of the nation of Israel after they had been set free from slavery under Egypt, and they are now heading towards the promised land, the land of promise that God told them about, that he was going to bring them to. But before they get there, they have to go through series of wilderness experiences, and this is where we take the story right now. The good news is, even though we're in the wilderness, this is an opportunity for us to experience not just God, but new things as well in our life. Now, the wilderness really isn't a place that you go to live. Nobody says, you know, when I get old or when I'm retired, when I have enough money, I'm going to go to the wilderness and live there. Nobody lives in the wilderness. There's nothing that thrives in the wilderness. Yet, despite the status or the situation in the wilderness, you know, God can still do amazing things there. And that's what we're going to discover today as we look at the story of Israel from in their journey towards their destination. And here in verse 1 of chapter 19 of Exodus is where we will take the story from right now. Exactly 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they arrived in the wilderness of Sinai. So this is in the Middle East area, and there is a desert called Sinai Desert. It's been 2 months since they were set free, And they'd already experienced some amazing things that God performed in their nation, you know, from the time that they were set free to the time that God led them and protected them in just in the last 2 months. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. Verse 2 says, after breaking camp at Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and set up camp there at the base of Mount Sinai. Then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God, like what he has done before. He went and talked to God on his own. He went up and appeared before God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth. This is really important because right here, God is reestablishing his covenant to the nation of Israel. He's saying, hey, guys, if we will come into agreement together once again, if you do your part, I can assure you that I will do my part. And your part is you will obey me. My part is you will be my special treasure among all the peoples of Israel. That means I'm going to take care of you, right? I'm going to be sure that you shine bright because you're my special people. That's who you will be. So this is a new level, again, of experience with the nation of Israel. For all the earth, God continues on to speak to Moses, for all the earth belongs to me, and you will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation. This is the first time that God states this over the nation of Israel. Now, it's interesting because this is actually a prophetic declaration as well. Hundreds of years later, we would come to the New Testament times, to the time of Jesus. After Jesus ascends into heaven, this is a truth declaration that Peter writes in his book. Peter says that you for me are a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And at that point, Peter is talking to disciples, people who became followers of Jesus Christ. But at this point, God is speaking this over the nation of Israel. So as his children, this is how God sees us. We are the ones that directly approach God as his priest, and we're called and designated as a holy nation. This is the message you must give to the people of Israel. Now, there's already a lot of things that they've experienced with God in the first two months. And what are some of these things? Let's just recap some of them. The new experiences they had just in the beginnings of the crossing towards their destination to the promised land, they've already experienced God's guidance. Remember when they left Egypt, they had no idea where they were going to go. So God provided a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire to guide them and lead them where to go. Secondly, God also protected them. How did he protect them? When the armies of Egypt came and pursued them, intending to obliterate, annihilate the nation of Israel, the fire of God, the pillar of fire, came between the army of Egypt, the armies of Egypt, and the nation of Israel, enabling the Israelites to miraculously cross the Red Sea into safety on the other side. God's protection was there. And God's provision was also there. They'd experienced the miraculous provision of God. How did they experience this? Remember, they were thirsty in the desert, and God provided water out of a rock, right? He provided food for them miraculously by giving them manna. There's a lot of things that God had already done in their life, and it was only the first 2 months. And finally, you know, the fourth thing is God's abiding presence was with them. Again, symbolized by the cloud and the fire. There's already all these things that God had been fulfilling in their lifetime. And yet God was saying, you know what, Moses, there is still something more that I want to do for my people, for the nation of Israel. And really, that's just how God is, right? That's the kind of God that we serve. The kind of God that we serve is not just going to give us what we need, that he already promised, but he's going to even exceed those things. And a lot of times, for many of us, this past couple of months, we have experienced that. You have personally experienced that, right? What are some of the ways that God has miraculously provided for you? Can you recall, right? For those of you who have lost your sources of income, has God continued to provide for you? How has he done that for you? Come on, tell it to somebody today or write it down in the chat box. How has God miraculously provided for you? How have you experienced God's protection in your life? How have you experienced God's guidance and leadership in your life this past couple of months? And yet, despite all these things that God has already given us, the shelter, the safety, the protection, God is saying, there is more. There is more. You know, I'm glad that you have experienced this where you are right now, but there is more that I'm wanting to accomplish in your life. I don't know about you, but that's good news. You know what? We should be jumping for joy. We should be shouting top of our lungs. We should be saying, hey, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen, or whatever expression it is that you like to say when you're excited, because that is what God is telling Moses right here. This is what he's about to reveal to them. Our time in the wilderness allows us to experience God in new ways, because this never goes to waste. There is no experience that God would bring to us that will ever go to waste. And sometimes it feels like, man, it is so long. I'm in quarantine, or maybe I've been made redundant. My business isn't doing well right now. But you know what? God may be wanting to shift things around. There may be some things that he's wanting to do in this season, and we need to be sensitive and attentive to what it is that he is directing us to do. You know, the church, we had to pivot 4 months ago. We didn't have an online stream. It was very limited. You know, our online ministry was limited to posting encouraging messages, photos of events, and informing those who were online about what was going on. But in the last 4 months, we've seen that change, even in the way that we have ministered as a church. And so what is God leading us to? This is something new for us. What was something new for you? What is something new for you today? A couple of reflections in the things that we have observed with the nation of Israel, and even for us right now. In the crossing, where we are right now is not the final destination. The pandemic, the quarantine is not the final destination. I know it does feel that way sometimes, especially, you know, since Wednesday, our current status in Metro Manila has been extended, right? We're still in GCQ. It hasn't progressed. We're still there. And it feels like, man, you know, we already developed some routine. And it feels like this is now the normal for us. But the thing is, this is not the final destination. Even though we are getting used to some routines, we're getting used to a particular way of living, we got to remind ourselves, this is not it. Something better is yet to come. We've got to hold on to that truth. And for the nation of Israel, God led them after 2 months to the foot of Mount Sinai, but this was not the promised land. This is still wilderness. In fact, it's the wilderness of Sinai, right? It's not the land flowing with milk and honey. And I'm sure they kind of knew that. But sometimes we have a tendency to start putting roots down when we're just supposed to be passing by. When we're just supposed to say, hey, all right, I recognize that this is not permanent. Something better is going to come through in the next season, and I need to anticipate that. You know, sometimes in our life previously, for those of us who were enjoying the good life, we thought, hey, this is it. We're enjoying everything that there is to enjoy. But you know what? Heaven is much better than our current status. Even with the most wealthiest of us, we know that there is something better than what we have, because things will always lack where we are, right? So this is something that we need to hold on to today. Something better is yet on the horizon, and that God will bring us through. This is not the final destination, and we need to get that in our hearts and in our minds. Other observations that we look at while we're in the wilderness is this is an opportunity to birth new things. God will begin to move in our hearts and in our lives in this season, right? He will birth new things in us. We will get to know Him better. It's an opportunity for us to experience Him in new ways. If we have neglected our time to get to know God, this would be the best time for us to do that. If you have neglected opportunities to come to Him in prayer, to spend time in the Word, to spend time in prayer together with us, or even connecting with a circle, don't miss this opportunity, because God will reveal Himself in new ways. See, for the nation of Israel, at this point in time, He had been revealing and speaking only directly to Moses. But in this next season, in the following chapters, we're going to find how God begins to instruct them, hey, Moses, I want you to begin to set aside a kingdom, you know, a group of people who would represent the people to me. And in fact, I want to actually begin to reveal myself and my presence to them as well by coming down from the mountain to the foot of the mountain so I could encounter them as well. God was now wanting to reveal Himself in more intimate ways towards the nation of Israel. In fact, He's going to go further than that. He would ask Moses in the following chapters to create a tabernacle that would serve as His dwelling place, that would signify God's presence in the midst of the nation of Israel. If we have missed time to get to know God better, this is the best time to seize those moments and to seize that opportunity. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in the Word to seek Him. Because as we do that, it is there that we will discover more of God. A time in the desert and in the wilderness is also a time to experience, learn, and birth new things. For the nation of Israel, they had been slaves for many years. And now they had become a nomadic people journeying through the wilderness towards the land of promise that their God had given to them. But this time in the wilderness was not about to go to waste. This time in the wilderness is a time to experience God in new ways. It was a time to learn new things, and it was a time to birth new things as a nation. It is at this time, at the foot of Mount Sinai, that God would begin to shape and establish Israel really as a nation. In the following chapter, for those of us who've been Christians for a while, this is very familiar to us. Because in chapter 20, it is here that God reveals to Moses the Ten Commandments. Sounds familiar? Right? He begins to reveal the Ten Commandments. This would become the standard and the code, the moral code for the nation of Israel. And then moving forward, He begins to instruct them about what it means to have priests, how it is to have celebrate festivals, how they're to conduct themselves, right? The moral law, the ceremonial laws, the calendar system over the nation of Israel. All of this would be established while they were at the foot of Mount Sinai in the Sinai wilderness. God was not about to waste this experience. Just because it was a dry and arid place did not mean it was a time of not doing anything new. No, God was birthing new things to the nation of Israel. It was a new way of communing with God. It was a new way of living as a nation, a new way of communing together. And so it was here for the next couple of months that God would begin to birth this. In fact, it's going to take an entire book for them to be on the foot of Mount Sinai for all these new experiences, new learnings to come into fruition. It will take an entire book of Leviticus, all the way to the first 10 chapters of the book of Numbers, until Israel finally moves from Mount Sinai, from the foot of Mount Sinai, into other parts on their way to the promised land. It's a new opportunity to experience God in new ways. Some of us are experiencing these things experiencing these things in our life this past couple of months. Why? Because we have been expecting. You see, the problem a lot of times is we miss out on what God is wanting to do right now and what He is already doing that's new when we're too obsessed or preoccupied with desiring for what was in the past. For the nation of Israel, every now and then, they would complain and grumble to Moses and look at the situation around them and say, hey, you know, it's too difficult here. I wish we were just back in Egypt because it was much better there. I read it somewhere recently. It says, you know, the comfort zone is an easy place to live in, but nothing grows there, right? Nothing grows there. It requires us to take a step into a new season, a new experience, and sometimes it may be a wilderness experience for God to begin to birth new things in our life, in our relationships, in our businesses, in our homes, in our ministries. But if we are too busy and we're preoccupied with what has happened in the past, we're going to miss out on what is happening right now, what God is wanting to do right now. What is past is past. That ship has sailed, so to speak, right? That is gone. We need to be present right now where God is at work. Some of us, on the other hand, are too preoccupied with what is yet to come. And we're like, you know what? I already want this pandemic to be over. I want this to be resolved already. And we get worked up with frustrations because it's taking too long. That can also cause us to miss out on what God is wanting to do, not to be able to hear Him because we're filled with anxiety, we're filled with worry, we're filled with impatience of wanting to go to the next. But if we would take time at the foot of the mountain, just like God instructed Moses to tell the people, hey, consecrate yourselves because I'm going to come down and meet with them, we may miss out on hearing what God would want us to know and how He would want to direct us in this season. Because unless we take time to experience Him, take time to listen to His voice, it's going to be hard to know what to do in our present situation. And the truth of the matter is God is still at work right now, right? He's not waiting for this pandemic to be over to start moving again, to start birthing new things in our life, right? No, he's wanting to move right now. In fact, He is already moving right now. But what we need to do is to learn to hear His voice. As Moses was able to come face to face in His presence, God is also wanting to do that. He's wanting to come and bring down His presence and allow us to experience Him. In fact, He revealed to us how intimately He wants to be known by sending Jesus physically here on earth. Jesus, His Son, manifested God's love, grace, and mercy to us. This is how intimately God wants to be known and to be experienced by each one of us today. But if we're preoccupied with other things, preoccupied with worry, preoccupied with what has happened and what has yet to happen, what has not yet happened, we will miss out on what God is wanting to do today. Now, granted, we've experienced His provision, His guidance, His protection, just like the nation of Israel in the first 2 months. But God is saying, you know what? There's more. There's more that I'm wanting to do in your life, in the life of your family, your business, your ministry, your relationships. But what I need for you to do is to come and meet with me. Come and spend time in my presence. And as you do, it is there that you will know what to do next. You know, God never wastes any experiences, whether it is a time of plenty or want, a time of wilderness and aridness, or a time of thriving fruitfulness. God is always at work. But what we need to do is to listen, like Moses, hear His voice, and then follow His instruction. Again, going back to verse 5 of this chapter, God's instruction to Moses and to the nation of Israel, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth. God will do what he said he will do if we will draw to him as well. We're going to miss out on hearing his voice if we don't obey him, if we don't take time to listen to him. The beauty about this, even in his grace, even in the times when it seems we're not listening, you know, God continues to pour out his grace and mercy over us. But think of how better it would be if we would actually pause to listen to the voice of God and heed his instruction, follow it with all of our heart. How different our current circumstances and our perspectives would be. I want to encourage you today, if you're in that situation where you're wanting for the past to return, or you're too anxious and for wanting this to be over, and as a result, you're missing out in experiencing joy in the midst of these challenging times, missing out the peace that God promises, would you pause today? Take time to step back and to listen to his voice. Meet with him at the foot of the mountain. Meet with him where he's wanting to come and speak to you so that you will know what to do and new things can begin to be birthed in your life in this time. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you have never abandoned us. Lord, in times of difficulty, even such as this, we think and we feel that you're far, when in fact you have always been present. You've always been near. It's us, Lord God, who have not been attentive to your voice. So help us, Lord, just like Moses, to confidently approach your presence and seek you there and take time to listen to your leadership. In doing so, Lord, we will encounter your presence that brings peace, provision, guidance. Lord, we ask that you help us appreciate the things that we have right now and look for the opportunities present. And in doing so, see and experience you in new ways. Lord, for some of us who are challenged with our income, Lord, begin to open our minds with creativity and innovation. Let the Holy Spirit just begin to stir up these things in our hearts, so that your provision would continue to flow through us and allow us to be a blessing all around us. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us, Lord, to press into your presence despite of the distractions and the other things that may want to take our focus away from you, so that we could hear your voice and obey you today and experience your leadership and your guidance in our life and those around us. Thank you, Lord. That's our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you're desiring to know God more intimately, maybe you don't have that relationship with him close as you would like to. Maybe you don't even know Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. Would you send us a message on this stream? You can send it privately or just write in the chat box. One of our pastors on the stream will respond to you. Our desire is for you to experience the fullness of life that Jesus promised to give. And that is his promise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is just to forgive us of all our unrighteousness, so that times of refreshing would come once again to our life. I pray that wherever you are, that you would experience the goodness and the faithfulness of God in your life. God bless you, and thank you once again for joining us today.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.